And what was your thinking at that point in terms of options? And even at this earlier point, what about the option of hospice, either in general in this situation and specifically in this man?
Hospice wasn't something that this patient and or the family would have considered at the time. So we did not discuss hospice because they were very much keen to go into some form of treatment. One thing which we offer in our hospital, which we have, is the supportive care, which is not hospice, but they provide, say, it's a separate service that looks into managing patients. Pain is the commonest symptom, obviously, but other symptoms that are associated with advanced cancer. So in this situation, we did ask him to consider supportive care, but pain wasn't a major issue in this patient. And that's a very important point, because if this patient had a lot of pain and was requiring opiates, I would have probably pushed him more to hospice than anything else. Because for me, a lot of pain, worsening pain, opiates, in a situation like this would have meant chemotherapy is also a futile treatment. But we discussed chemo, and he went through the first-line treatment after the radiation, and then when he progressed, we discussed again chemo because his condition hadn't changed that much.
It's interesting. So you're talking about a separate supportive care team. Are these palliative care docs?
Well, you may call them palliative care, but...
Well, it sounds like it. It's just that, and of course, there have been studies looking at, quote, early palliative care, but it sounds like you're trying to do the same thing, but take away that word palliative, which I think has sort of a hospice connotation, and focus more on support.
This is more support, yes. This is not, so the hospice is not involved. They see the doctor on a day that they come to see the doctor, and they come on a different day to see me. So, but it's a parallel type of service. And in fact, we like it very much. We find that the patients also don't have any problem in going through that service. And they establish a very good rapport with the patient, and the patient establishes a very good connection with them. In my opinion, I do believe in this approach very much, and I encourage it, and it's one of the things which I supported very much in my hospital, to have this type of service.
I'm curious, do you send patients to this supportive care team who don't have physical symptoms just because of the fact that they have, you know, a downhill course looking ahead of them in terms of more human support?
Correct. So basically, pain is the commonest symptom, as you and I know, but there are other things those patients have. Fatigue, for example. Fatigue in an 84-year-old and someone who's gone through treatment, fatigue is there. I mean, we can't deny it. And in fact, even a younger patient who starts to go through all these lines of treatment, they develop the fatigue, the depression, the anxiety, and all these things. So supportive care will handle all these things. And when the time comes and you want to transition the patient to palliative care, those people in supportive care have the training and the tools to really help you to transition the patient to palliative hospice care.